So we are going to move on to our next session. I do have a few notes though. First, if you are looking for the slides because they were hard to read up here on the screen, it was difficult for me to read them as well. You can navigate to your UT briefcase. Under your UT briefcase, go to the 2024 Entertainment Law 101 tab. You can look to the right, click materials by session. If you click the binder, you won't find the slides. Click materials by session, and there you'll be able to find under each of the sessions the actual slides from the presenter. So if anybody's looking for those, please go there for the slides, okay? And all right, our next session is a conversation. The conversation about publishing deals. Our conversation will be led by Stevie Fitzgerald, and April Murphy. Stevie Fitzgerald is currently the general counsel at South by Southwest, where she manages intellectual property portfolios, oversees rights management, drafts and negotiates the agreements for the South by Southwest Conference and Festival, and assists in various special projects focused on the creative community. In 2015, she authored the fourth edition of Business and Legal Forms for Authors and Self-Publishers, which became the definitive legal guide for publishing law. We also have April. April is a writer and editor with over a decade of experience in publishing industry. In 2008, she authored a book entitled Beyond Normal, How to Make Your Writing Devilishly Good. April is currently working as the director of publishing for Keller Williams Realty, Inc., where she heads the writing and research team that develops world-class business books in partnership with publishers like Bard's Press and McGraw-Hill. Please welcome April and Stevie.
Hello, everybody. I'm April, as it says on this handy placard. And Stevie.
I have a placard, too.
So before we get started and running through the PowerPoint, we brought some books. So we have Stevie's book, Business and Legal Forms.
This is not a sales pitch. I do not get paid for this, but it is actually a really useful resource. A lot of people still use it, even though it is an older book. I also bought the Model Trade Book Contract and Commentary from the Authors Guild. It's a booklet, but it's quite useful if you're wanting to get into publishing law and you want an in-depth analysis of all the different clauses you normally see. I did work for the Authors Guild for my first 3 years out of law school, and I did about 3,000 contracts during that time, I would say.
Nope, not impressive. I also brought a couple of books just to show you a sampling of what I work on now. Stevie and I met when we worked for a hybrid publisher that usually specializes in thought leadership and business nonfiction, though we've worked on memoirs, graphic novels, children's books, etc. But at Keller Inc., these are the kind of books that I work on now. And then I also, to add to the resources that are really helpful if you're starting to understand intellectual property and what it means in publishing in 2024, 5, et cetera, The Self-Publisher's Legal Handbook. This is a great resource in addition to Stevie's book. So,
all right.
We're going to be having a conversation today that kind of follows the life cycle of a book. We're used to thinking about books as just things we walk into a store, they're on a shelf, but they represent not only a lot of intellectual property, but a product and a business for both the author and the publisher themselves. So books generally go through the creative process, editorial process, where the manuscript is being researched, written, etc. But then when they come to a publishing house or an agent, there'll be a pre-publication life cycle as well, where you have acquisition, which heavily involves contracts. We'll talk about that a lot later. Then you'll have manuscript review, editorial work, design and production, then printing, distribution, and launch, and eventually into sales.